Hello and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is the last program in Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season. You know what that means? This is show number 698. But to keep our staff and our musical guests safe, we will continue to abide by state and local guidelines concerning cleanliness and personal protective equipment. For now, our Wednesday performances will take place without a live audience. And with all that said, please, folks, welcome to the Red Barn stage, Don Rogers and the Apostle Billies.
Done canceled all the shows. Lord knows I sure will miss that sound. There's nothing new about awful plagues. They happened in the good old days when Moses threw his staff down on the ground. We gotta keep our distance now. Keep that plague from spreading around like the frogs and flies and locusts did back then. Guess we shouldn't go to work, bingo halls or mega church. They say that stuff is blowing in the wind. Sitting here in quarantine, right now life is awful mean, but I don't mean to do nobody harm. Sitting here in quarantine, just working on a new routine. This loneliness that'll get us through this storm. Guess I got it pretty good. A nice warm fire and a pile of wood. Anyway, spring is coming round. Times ain't like they were back then, when the darkness covered all the land. Pharaoh wouldn't let the Jews leave town. I got the music turned up high, and that's how I've been getting by. I'll do my part to flatten out the curve. Now all the family's here. I got a bowl of fruit and a box of beer. And that's a whole lot more than I deserve. Sitting here in quarantine. Now life is awful mean. But I don't mean to do nobody harm. Sitting here in quarantine, just working on a new routine. It's loneliness that'll get us through this storm. Get us through this storm. Yes, it's loneliness that'll get us through this storm.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
On the Red Barn stage tonight are Don Rogers and the Possibilities. Wit, wisdom, and a good measure of honesty that allows him to tell stories through music. Don Rogers has amassed a following by creating something really uniquely Kentucky. Joined by an all-star group of musicians tonight, together they'll give you a great night of Kentucky music. Please welcome back Don Rogers and the Possibilities to the Red Barn stage.
Chills me like the wind. I remember when you used to be the only friend that I could name. Old man, old friend, your face weathered like the wind. Life's breath has blown you in from out of the snow and rain. Long gone, down on, way down on Muddy Creek. Take me back down on, down on Muddy Creek. The time when we thought our lives were free. Smoking bowls with raw souls, racing by the river past the telephone poles, zipping by like a picket fence through youth's insanity. Long gone, down on, way down on Muddy Creek. Take me back down on, down on Muddy Creek. Times got hard. I saw you with a shotgun in your front yard. A busted up house, a busted up life, a busted up heart when she left that night. A gut scream in your front yard. Man, I never seen a woman run so hard. From her past and from yours too, out into oblivion. Wasted wheels, wasted words have never been spoken and never been heard. Statues break and hearts do too, so you might as well shoot at the sun. Long gone, down on, way down on Muddy Creek. Take me back down on, down on Muddy Creek. That's left as memories. You went right and I went left down on Muddy Creek. Now she's gone, she's lonesome gone, and I can quit singing this lonesome song. I hope that life is ripe and sweet down on Muddy Creek. Long gone, down on, way down on Muddy Creek. Take me back.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Don Rogers. Here's Brad.
Hey, I'm here with Don Rogers and the Possibilities tonight on Red Barn Radio, and welcome to all of you. I know many of you have been here before. Don, could you go ahead and introduce quickly the members of the band?
We have Anna Klein on guitar and harmony vocals. We have Mr. John Looney on electric guitar. We have Mr. Josh Anglin on drums. And we have Mr. Brandon May on bass.
You live in Bath now.
Yes,
Bath,
sir.
Bath County. Can you tell folks who are listening sort of where Bath County is situated in this great state?
It is about an hour's drive east of Lexington between Mount Sterling and Moorhead. The county seat is Owingsville.
Okay. What kind of town is that?
It is a very small town. It's an old, really old town that was once very prosperous back in the sort of early years of agriculture. It was a big agriculture center there. It's a small, dwindling town, but I don't live in the town. I live pretty far out of town, out in the country.
Is there anything in the town that you or your family would go in for on a semi-regular basis, other than to maybe get your tags renewed or something?
We go to the Ace Hardware.
So many of the great Ace Hardwares that used to be here now have been replaced by Home Depots and Lowe's. There's not that guy who's going to sort of hang out with you and, you know, talk you through the different bolts and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have. I met a man one time who said he came from the Golden State. And I had never been that far before. So I rode all the way in the back of a foreign pickup truck, just to see that great Pacific shore. Well, I heard there was sunshine, and I heard that there was peace, glory, gold, and comfort waiting there. But it did not take me long to see that it's just like the East. You know, it's those with the most always thinking life ain't fair. Silicon Valley, where the streets are paved with greed. Probably never go there before I die. In that California alley, where the marble stairway leads to that great McMansion in the sky. Of heaven's shore, where everyone can have a slice of American pie. But I touched that cold, cold water. I gave a quarter to the poor. And then I breathed in so much smog, I thought I would die. Well, they say California sunshine can make a rich man give it away, make a poor man think that he's free. But out here it's like a desert, and it hardly ever rains. You know, heaven's weather is not what I thought it would be. Silicon Valley, where the streets are paved with greed. I'll probably never go there before I die. That California alley, where the marble stairway leads to that great McMansion in the sky. I'll probably never go there before I die. In that California alley, where the marble stairway leads to that great McMansion sky. I grew up in Clark County, just a couple miles outside of Winchester on a little small acreage place that my family moved to back when I was a kid. And my family's been in Clark County for several generations.
And was your mom and dad there to work, to farm?
No, they worked in town. They actually both grew up in town. You know, town was part farm. They had hogs in town when my parents grew up, you know, that kind of thing. So agriculture in town was a blurred line.
You had a brother. Is this a younger or an older brother?
Well, that's the younger brother. I have an older brother as well.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All right. And where are they now?
My younger brother's in Asheville, North Carolina. My older brother lives right next to my parents in Clark County, where I grew up.
And are you the only musician among the boys?
I'm not. My older brother played guitar and fiddle before I ever played anything, and he was one of my primary inspirations for learning how to play music.
Was he your Jerry Wayne?
Early on, yes. You know, like learning chords and having somebody to strum along with. Jerry Wayne was actually, Jerry Wayne Chaney was a guy from up in Estill County that I used to meet up with at bluegrass festivals on a regular basis. And he was a great guitar player and a great singer. He inspired me to, you know, really sort of step out there and sing and play and take breaks on a guitar. And he's just one of these really encouraging guys who was just a few years older than me. But he died tragically in a car wreck about 10 years ago. I think it was 9 years ago, actually. Everybody knew this guy. Everybody really was inspired by him. Well, today I got to thinking about Jerry Wayne. This old place won't ever be the same. I saw a sticker on a pickup truck with his picture and his name. That's what got me to thinking about Jerry Wayne. Well, he was raised on that good old bluegrass sound, and he'd make everybody smile when he'd come around. And I learned a lot about the guitar and got the confidence to sing on the back of my truck, sitting next to Jerry Wayne. Well, he sanded down the top on his D-35. When he'd hit them strings, that thing would come alive. And he knew a lot of good bluegrass music, and everybody knew his name. It broke a lot of hearts when we lost old Jerry Wayne. And today, I got to thinking about Jerry Wayne. This old place won't ever be the same. I saw a sticker on a pickup truck with his picture and his name. That's what got me to thinking about Jerry Wayne.
Big John.
Sure didn't get enough time with Jerry Wayne. And he sure knew how to live his life. And when he'd pat you on the back, he'd do it right. And the way he lit a cigarette was the same way that he sang. Yeah, we all ought to live a little more like Jerry Wayne.
And today, I got to thinking about Jerry Wayne. This old place won't ever be the same.
I saw a
sticker on a pickup truck with his picture and his name. That's what got me to thinking about Jerry Wayne.
I saw
a sticker on a pickup truck with his picture and his name. That's what got me to thinking about Jerry Wayne.
Before you ever met Jerry, you had a lot of music in your family.
My dad's father was born up in Estill County in the 1890s, and he was in his 50s when my dad was born. So he and his brothers all played music and played music for a living in the early 20th century, but they all had died out by the time I came along. So all I had was stories from my father, who is probably the best storyteller I know. He's a very entertaining storyteller.
I know
and
this.
He had lots of stories, and he played some music. He played some guitar and played around on the banjo some. those stories really inspired my music more than probably any one thing. The imagination of the sort of excitement around music and the fellowship and the mischievous things you get into and all of the sort of creativity and all that stuff, my dad just really played that up. It was in this context of really, you know, Kentucky musicians. My grandfather's brother, Silas Rogers, was a great old-time fiddler who was played on radio stations in the early years of radio. And they had a few recordings which hit my ears when I was a teenager for the first time, and it kind of blew my mind, like stepping back in time, these recordings from the 30s. So some archivists and musical historians came around to my family back in the 1980s when I was a teenager and were trying to track down as much information as they could about my grandfather and his brothers. And so they had all these other stories about the whole scene back then of all of these old fiddle players trading tunes and sharing stuff. And that really just drew me in. And really from an early age, I've been obsessed with all kinds of music. But I have to say that that really hooked me probably more than anything.
Oh, very cool.
We weren't made to be so alone. Living in a big old jail we used to call a home. It ain't being inside our heads, but being with each other that keeps us going. And I don't mean a tiny screen on your telephone. Come Labor Day, maybe it'll be okay. We can all get out, it won't have to be this way. We can get together then, tell it all to all our friends. I know we'll have a lot to say come Labor Day. Roger Combs. Instead, I'm sitting here like a stone. Most people have never met half as many people as Roger has known. And I'd like to get them all together when this thing's gone. Come Labor Day, maybe it'll be okay. We can all get out, it won't have to be this way. We can get together then, tell it all to all our friends. I know we'll have a lot to say come Labor Day.
Grandpa, though, was that the Kentucky String Ticklers?
Yes.
Okay.
His name was Charlie Rogers, and his brothers Silas and Bryant and Roy were in several different bands. One of them, with some other folks that they played with at the time, was recorded at Jeanette Recording up in Indiana under the name the Kentucky String Ticklers. The first exposure I had here to Red Barn Radio was with my group that I called the New Kentucky String Ticklers, and that forged a great relationship with with Ed Commons here, who ended up producing a record of that band, the New Kentucky String Ticklers, which
Indeed.
Was a great experience.
And that was when we first met, too.
Yes.
I would never know at that point in time. I guess my daughter would have been very young at that time, would not know that she would go on to play fiddle, and then that we would spend time with you at festivals, bluegrass and old time festivals, and your dad. I mean, there's so much more to tell about your dad. I got to know your dad, you know, at the Moorhead, I think best, at the Moorhead Festival, where he was always selling instruments. I never bought one from him.
He probably remembers that, Brad.
I did notice that he started to ignore me when I came into the booth after a few years. When I saw that culture of mentorship, you know, out of those old-time festivals, and then especially at Cowan Creek, I had a chance to see you be that kind of person for so many young people. And I think it's just an interesting part of that old-time culture.
Yeah, it's crucial that we engage the young people and that we keep reinventing ourselves collectively. And the young people are going to do that. And I've always felt like that, and I've always felt like it's worthwhile to spend time with them. They end up doing the most creative and exciting things, it seems like.
Well, you did.
I've been locked up for a year now in the Powell County Jail. They're going to send me down the road a ways, and they might as well send me to hell. They say the life that I've lived now turned out all wrong. They're gonna send me down the road a ways, but I won't live that long. Year now, I've drank my weight in coffee, and this old concrete dungeon has become a home to me. They say the life that I've lived now turned out all wrong. They gave me 25 years today, I'll never live that long. Lived for 55 years, I guess that's a fair trade for the wreck that I made of my home and all the mistakes that I've made. The cocaine and the pills that I did turned out all wrong. They gave me 25 years today, I'll never live that long.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Don Rogers and the Apostle Billies, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Don Rogers and the Apostle Billies after this break. This is Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style.